One thing we cannot ignore or negate, had there been a bus aide on the bus, it wouldn't have happened.
District Parent Coordinating Council First Vice President Brian McIntyre is adamant that proper supervision would have prevented the molestation of a 6-year-old boy by an 11-year-old boy on a city school bus in December. He also says that had the victim's mother not approached the council, there would be no conversation now about the issue, since her and her son's claims of abuse were widely dismissed. Council Transportation Committee co-chair Kelly Hall says she met with School Superintendent Kreiner Cash and the school district's transportation director to discuss the issue.
They will not, at this time, put bus aids on every bus. They've made that part clear. They have a protocol in place that they consider, to the best of their abilities at this time, with funds being where they're at in reimbursement for busing and things like that.
Reports are conflicted as to how many city school buses actually have aides assigned to them, let alone how many are actually on board. But McIntyre says the only acceptable amount is 100%, and he wants it right now. Council President Sam Radford says the Education Committee of the city's Common Council is considering providing a one-time grant to cover half the cost for bus aides in next year's budget. Whether or not that gets approved remains to be seen. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.